going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Did the Cubs get it right by pulling off a trade with the Seattle Mariners for lefty Drew Pomeranz, 36, pitched for Craig Counsell in Milwaukee in 2019. Was it a wise move because Pomeranz had an upward mobility clause that allowed him to jump from AAA if an MLB team wanted him? Are you at all confused by his numbers? 4.66 ERA with the Tacoma Rainiers, 14 Ks, 9.2 innings with opponents hitting just 176 against him.
Yeah, I can't answer whether this is a good move or not. I just don't know. Never give up on a left-hander, right? Isn't that always the rule? Even a 36-year-old, he hasn't pitched in the major leagues in a bit. And Craig Counsell had him in 2019. It's 2025. I don't know if they've stayed in touch. This could be a heady, smart move, but I don't know that. And there are cash considerations. We don't know what they are. Those numbers are
coffee
wild.
Money.
Explain those numbers to me. How do you give up a 4.66 ERA if you have people are hitting 176 against you and striking out? Like, how does that work? So are you? Yeah, boom goes the dynamite.
Long ball.
Well, I'd like to know that. I think there's like a little gap in some of the numbers I saw. Hey, why not? You know, nothing ventured, nothing lost. There's no reason. You're not, you know, it's only a little bit of money. So what the hell? Let's take a look at it.
I've mixed emotions about this. You know, as David pointed out, April baseball doesn't mean anything.
Didn't say that.
Kind of.
No, I did not. I said we overreact to April baseball. It definitely means something. You can't win a pennant in April, but you certainly can lose one.
I feel like the Cubs gave up on Jordan Wicks. That's what I felt. I feel like they misused him. They brought him out to California as an emergency arm so that they didn't have to use Air Ricketts to get him to where they might need to be in just a couple of hours. And I just don't understand why you would give up on Jordan Wicks so quick. My next question is Craig Counsell now the vice president of baseball operations? I thought that was Jed Hoyer's job. So now anybody that's got a little bit of Craig Counsell stink on them is open for business for the Cubs to pick up and give a tryout to.
Don't even know what the role he's going to play yet, Drew Pomeranz. He hasn't pitched since 2019.
Well, he's been pitching. He's just not pitched in the majors.
Okay, but that's a big hurdle to clear. I'm not going to overreact, which I said April is something we need to avoid. Look at his face, Twitch watchers. Oh, my gosh. Drew Pomeranz is not going to trigger me this morning. Jordan Wicks gave up 5 runs on 8 pitches. Jordan Wicks isn't the answer. He's not ready yet. You know what I'm excited about? You know what I'm reacting to? Cade Horton is dealing, at AAA.
Okay, then bring Cade Horton up, right?
Well,
then
Cade Horton is a bigger story than Drew Pomeranz, who's friends with Craig Counsell, so now he's a Cub.
That's my point.
Okay. You don't have answers in your bullpen. You're searching for creative solutions.
Who? Horton hears a who.
Horton hears a who. These numbers are irrelevant to me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's the stuff that matters. So I think that if he has the stuff and he can get a couple batters out from the left side, yeah, he's good. Rent him for May and June. Get the other guys healthy. Get everybody up here. I'm more interested in what guys who will be here in August and September and October have to offer than a guy who might have Craig Counsell's cell phone number.
Are there a lot of those upward mobility contracts? Shouldn't the Sox go out and get a team?
Now, if the Sox had signed Drew Pomeranz, I might have understood it more than the Cubs. The Cubs induces a shrug. The Sox have been, I get that.
What did you make of Baseball Reference giving the Cubs the highest percentage to win a World Series among all MLB teams? What metric could they possibly be using? Does any part of this agree to you?
Every part of me wants to agree with it. Every part of me wants to say, the Cubs right now on April 22nd have the highest chance, the best chance of any major league team of winning the World Series. I have no idea how they arrived at this conclusion. I want to see the math. I want them to do the math. Baseball Reference, highly respected. You go there every single day if you're a baseball fan. You look at all the ways they compile the numbers. I don't know. Is this F-War, WAR, weighted runs created plot? What goes into factoring and figuring that the Cubs are the World Series favorite as we sit here this morning? Love the idea. Have no idea how they arrived at the conclusion, but it seems a little bit over your skis. Let's focus on the Cubs winning the division and then getting into the playoffs and winning a series. Then we'll talk World Series champion once they beat the Dodgers in the NLCS.
Well, perhaps it has to do with the lower third of the Cubs' order. They are producing unlike any other team in baseball. They also have a two-game lead now in the Central. Not a very good division. The Brewers lost last night to the Giants while the Cubs did not play. So maybe they think that the Cubs would be on cruise control. The thing that you'd have to scratch your head about, though, the Cubs' bullpen ranking amongst all MLB teams, not good. Not good at all, their numbers, despite the fact that they have the record that they have. So it is interesting. Be curious to see what type of computer they run these numbers through.
But that's pre-Pomerantz. I don't know if those numbers hold up.
Did the odds go up or down?
Look, I think it's exactly what you said. I think that the Cubs are winning games. They're doing it against the best teams in baseball, and they're hitting the heck out of the ball. I think this is a measure of top to bottom how their lineup is doing. And I believe that I don't know that I'm saying the Cubs are the most likely World Series winner, but that's a hell of a lot better than the what is it, 0.01% that the White Sox have.
Yeah, well, that's true. There's no doubt about that. Were the White Sox last on the list?
I don't know.
Cubs were first, and the White Sox were last?
They were last in the American League.
Yeah.
They have a .01.
Well, the Rockies are in the National League, so maybe the Rockies are below them?
Could the Rockies be below them? Because I think the Rockies have one less win.
Yeah. They're worse than the White Sox.
Yeah. Mm. But wow. But I do think the Cubs' offense has been fantastic. You wouldn't complain about it.
It's got to factor in probably the runs scored.
Yeah. That's got to be it. Especially against how
run team, differential,
how good the players are, how good the teams are playing.
A little fuzzy math, and all of a sudden, boom!
But they're not just scoring these runs against slugs.
It's not like guys are like Pomerantz is pitching to them.
Pick six.
At what point do the White Sox start to wonder what they really have in Jonathan Cannon? Now 0-3, 4.81 ERA. Can they afford to replace Cannon in the rotation?
Oh, no, unequivocally not. He's going to have to keep pitching, and he's just there to take his lumps, apparently. I like Jonathan Cannon. I think that he showed some promise from one start to the next. Now he's gotten pummeled a couple times, but that's okay. He's on the worst team in baseball, or maybe the second worst. If there's a way of screwing up the number one draft pick, they will do it. No shadow of a doubt on that one. So, I think that you have no choice. You don't have enough starters to get you through the rotation once, let alone to be dipping into the minor leagues, etc. So, yeah, they got to stay with them. You just got to improve your defense and improve your batting and worry about that stuff, because there's nothing you can do in terms of benching any pitchers. You got probably like a 3-man rotation at this point.
So Jonathan Cannon is going to have to own it. He's going to have to wear it. Yep. I don't know where else they would turn for starting pitching in that organization right now. And again, I prefer them to learn at this level than at the minor league level, if that's, if they've thrown. Now, I'm not saying that they need to rush guys up, but I'm saying he's been here, so now he's got to fight through. This will be something very interesting to ask Steve Stone about. He's with you guys at 9 this morning.
I think he's struggling, and I think he's struggling with command. He might be eventually struggling with confidence. Had he been good in spring training, I might feel a little bit differently about the start he's off to, but he was bad in spring training. And the thought was, well, get him to Chicago and everything's going to break differently. And there's going to be a different atmospheric effect on his pitches. And he's going to grow from the experiences last year. And frankly, I don't think that we have seen that kind of progress. I know it's only April 22nd. We're a mere month into the season. But I do think at some point you start to worry about that confidence we talked about. When we floated the idea yesterday of bringing up the White Sox's best prospects from AA to see them as outgetters at the major league level in isolated situations which are maybe specific to their strengths. Was that a buzzer or is that just a mistake? Sorry. The idea of Jonathan Cannon honing his skill in AAA if he's not doing it at the major league level isn't, to me, far-fetched, because I'd like to see him have some success. Love it to be at the major league level, but it seems like he's having a hard time finding it and settling down. Good prospect, don't want to ruin or squander that potential. So I wouldn't be opposed to him getting some minor league experience and success.
Martin Perez on the 60-day IL, joining Drew Thorpe, already had his Tommy John, and Kai Bush.
Yep.
They don't have any pitchers.
I know.
They don't have any starters.
They need to go out and get
Dustin's
their.
Dustin's right.
They need to go out and get their Pomerantz.
Pick six.
What do you make of Adam Schefter's report that sources around the league have told him the Bears are, quote, praying that Ashton Jeanty falls to the Bears at number 10? Do you believe they should trade one of their second-round picks to go get the guy if they feel that strongly?
Couple strong thoughts here. Number one, you don't pray for any prospect to drop. I don't know that that's – it seems like it would be an exaggeration. Maybe there's a sentiment like, wow, we would be so lucky if we are able to draft Ashton Jeanty should he drop to 10. But I think they are in the position this year, as we alluded to in the first segment, that they don't have to pray for anything to happen. They are in a very good spot. They're going to get a player that they believe is ready to help them immediately. It could be a range of positions, five or six different position groups are in play. I wouldn't pray for that necessarily. I would pray for all your draft picks to stay healthy and Caleb Williams to be in one piece. And then I would say a prayer of thanksgiving that you have a quarterback, that you have answered that question. Thank you, God, that for giving us a quarterback, because now we don't have to worry about addressing that in this draft. Then at 10, you do what you want. I would not give up a second-round pick to move up to get Ashton Jeanty. I would not give up one of our second-round picks and move up to draft a running back. The only way I would be tempted to give up a second-round pick to move up is if Abdul Carter is sitting there at 6 or 5, and you're like, maybe, just maybe. But I would advise, because of our conversation about the success with second-round picks, keeping those two picks and getting starters on day 2 of the draft.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, David. I think the question would be, if Jeanty was all of a sudden there at 10, I mean, did that mean two quarterbacks, three quarterbacks went in the top 10? Did both tight ends go before that? What would it take in order for that to happen? And then would that sound an alarm? If he's so special and so elite, why are 9 other teams, we'll say 8, because we know that at the top of the draft, the quarterback's going first to the Titans. So why would 8 other teams then pass on him and then he's sitting there for you? You have to scratch your head. I'm with you. I don't want them to move up. I don't think there's anybody worth moving up for. In fact, I'm more on the flip side of it, where I would be okay with them moving backwards if they needed to, like one or two spots, if somebody wanted to. I don't want to go beyond 20, but I think you could talk me into going down to 15, and I'd still feel pretty good on what they got, assuming they gained, a nice asset in this year's draft. I don't want one of those future 2026 picks. I want a this year pick.
Yeah, I think that Adam is not making that out of whole cloth. I'm sure that he has talked to people, and there is a belief that is what they want, that maybe the coach really likes the running back and has told that to some of his buddies, whatever it is. I don't think Adam's just making that up. I would imagine if he felt like putting that out there, that, yeah, they are praying that Ashton Jeanty drops to them. And I like that idea, because it means they know they can't go up and get him. It would be foolhardy to go up and try to get a guy. This, I've got to be careful how I talk about it, but this is a non-premium position. Whether anyone believes it or not, or whether we feel like that has shifted last year because Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley were so good, and Barkley, helped the Eagles to win a Super Bowl. I think that it's not a premier position, especially unless you can get a Saquon Barkley who's going to win you a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? There's a huge difference in doing something like that than there is using a draft pick on a guy that has some question marks, who's never played in the NFL before, and thinking he's going to be a generational talent. I'm not saying he's not going to be a really good player, but there's a big difference between a guy like Saquon Barkley, and he wrote his letter to the general manager saying that when Saquon Barkley was doing his thing, everybody was imagining what would that be like, and he knew. Well, that's great that he understands that, but I would not be giving up a second-round pick. Those are valuable choices that they have, and the group of players they can get out of this thing is what will separate this group. So I would never go along with not only – I mean, I got no problem if they want to take the kid at 10. But if he's not there, the idea of going up and giving up even more for a non-premium position, I can't justify that. I would not want to be the person that planted my flag on that one.
Pick six!
Were you encouraged by our lad's draft expert, David Syvertsen, when he told you guys yesterday that he has the Bears taking LSU left tackle Will Campbell with the number 10 pick Thursday night in the NFL draft? Is that an ambitious enough selection for you? Does Campbell and two second-rounders seem like fulfilling Hall to you?
I love that. I thought that was great. I thought, I've seen a lot of mock drafts where people are reaching on other offensive tackles to fill need. The idea that you have your choice of all offensive tackles and you take a guy who is going to be a really good frontline NFL player for 10 years and maybe end up being a pretty good star at his position. So, yeah, I'm all for it. I think it would be great if that were to happen. And you know, that sounds fine for me. I don't no complaints about Will Campbell. I'm not going to get hung up on the arm length or anything like that. And if they are and they want to take someone else, the fact that they have every available option at that position is I'm leading the band. Let's go marching. That sounds like a ton of fun. That is, I'm all for it, and I think the combination of players of the two second-round picks with a big man like that get some beef. Let's get some beefaroni, buddy. Let's line them up, and let's just have nothing but big, strong, plus 300-pounders a la Dustin Rhodes.
Well, it's 285. Let's be accurate. It's anybody over 285.
You said 280 yesterday.
I thought it was 285.
You said 280.
I thought you said 300.
Well, he's got it at 300.
You added 5 pounds today.
I love you're picking on all the errors this morning. You're pointing them out.
No, I'm not picking on the errors. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. But
I want them to pick a beefy guy. I don't care which side of the ball it is. Beefy guy, 280 pounds or more.
That's a line.
What other error did I pick off the? I think I've been complimenting you. We've been agreeing, haven't we?
No, because remember when you were talking, he went like.
Oh, he was making a face, yeah. Well, I like the faces. That's good. It's animated.
It's good for Twitch.
It's great for Twitch. Yeah, that was a funny face, though.
Oh, my God,
that
face.
That was priceless.
That face was so funny.
His face for radio.
I heard Marshall Harris saying yesterday that he used to hear at his house, fix your face. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Fix your face.
Yeah,
it's a fix good. Fix your face.
That's a good.
Is that just to put your makeup on?
I'll tell you after Saturday.
So, Will Campbell makes a lot of sense for the Bears at 10. I think that there might be some people in that building that if they were praying for Will Campbell to drop to 10, I would understand that as well. He's a guy that would be a fixture for the next 5 to 8 to 10 years if he stays healthy. That's always the caveat with draft picks. As for Will Campbell and the two second-rounders being fulfilling, don't know who they are yet and don't know who they're speculated to be. If you get three starters, potentially, day one starters, week one contributors, out of your first three picks, then you have had a successful NFL draft. And I think that is conceivable. And that should be the expectation going into this weekend. Do not let the Bears off the hook there. They've got an opportunity with 4 picks in the top 72. 3 of those 4 guys should be in the mix, in your plans, on your screen, whether you're watching in a suite at Soldier Field or at home in your living room or at a sports bar. 3 of the 4 players they draft this weekend in the first 2 rounds, the first 3 rounds, they should be starters. And Will Campbell would be a tremendous start in that direction.
Pick six!
Do you link a couple of NBA news stories yesterday just for the jot of daydreaming?
Joy.
Okay, well, I didn't know if that was a word I didn't know, so I read it as it was written. Typed.
Let me jot down a couple of notes.
Yes, I knew that one, so that's why I thought it was maybe that
trying
was what it was.
Trying to jog my memory?
Can it be mere coincidence that the day Cooper Flagg officially declares for the NBA draft, the Bulls would lose a tiebreaker versus the Mavericks? That means the Bulls' draft position is now 12, giving them a 1.7% chance of landing the first overall pick. The last time the Bulls had a 1.7% chance of landing the top pick was 2008, the year they landed Derrick Rose.
Okay, so we're linking these together. All right. I don't think that this is
Flag Day.
It's not Flag Day. I'm not planting my flag in this possibility. I don't think I'm going to get caught up in the hype. That day when they won the draft lottery in 2008 was one of the more surprising days and outcomes in Chicago sports history. You did not expect it. You have 1.7% chance of something happening. You don't think that it's going to happen. If you tell me there's a 1.7% chance of something of raining, you're not bringing your umbrella.
You say you got a chance.
It's just one of those things that you look at the tiebreaker, losing the tiebreaker. Is this really a headline? They lost the tiebreaker. Okay. But they're not going to be getting the number one overall pick. Will I watch the draft lottery? No.
Hashtag capture the flag. What do you mean? Is this a news story? Yeah, I mean, I had a massive reaction when I heard that they lost the tiebreaker.
I had a massive shrug.
And how was the tiebreaker conducted? They still flip a coin?
Is that
I mean, they should.
It's a blind draw.
These are silly questions.
Eating contest between Shaq and the round mound rebound himself on the halftime show at TNT last night. I mean,
the hockey picker.
Hockey picker.
My teams did not do well last night. Oilers lost. That was hurt. That
6-5.
Hurt. That was a great game.
6-5 hockey
game. Oh, my
game.
Gosh. I stayed up too late watching that. We digress. So you think it's a big deal?
I think it matters.
Okay. Well, look, how coincidental is it that when they won the one and only draft lottery they won, they did so with a 1.7% chance. And now, after losing another tiebreaker and things seeming to really turn for them, they've got a 1.7% chance. That's their magic number. Can you imagine what it's going to be like watching the flag man with Matas going one-on-one in training camp?
My money's on Matas.
It is.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Exactly. It's fun. It's just a fun, weird, kind of strange fun with numbers. I don't think they're going to get the number one overall pick, but if they did, wouldn't that be a way to get them out of their doldrums?
Yes. Oh, of course. And if they traded for the Joker, they would be much closer to a championship. And if Kevin Durant came for 2 years, they would be more competitive next year. These are all things that would be fun to consider, but unlikely to happen.
Adam Silver, make it happen!
Okay. You want them to fix the draft
lottery? Of course I do!
How do they do that this
It's good for the NBA when Chicago is good. You freeze the envelope, yeah. You do the same thing you did. Reach for the cold one.
It just seems like the Bulls are going to draft 12th. They're going to stay where they are, maybe move up a spot or two.
They could go as high as 4.
But they got a 9% chance of that. Is that what Tankathon.com says? And maybe. But I am surprised that you are as caught up in this possibility, as unlikely as it seems.
It was just the joy of a brief daydream. We were supposed to have a moment with it, but we couldn't even get Spellcheck to leave us alone.
What? You can enjoy the possibility as much as you like. I asked my reaction to it, and I didn't really have one because I didn't put much stock in 1.7% chance of anything happening. That's not exactly even the close to the definition of likely. It's more unlikely. Definitely unlikely. 8K, remote even.
8K's revenge.
Wow. Well, that would be a press conference I would love to watch if AK addressing the assembled Bulls media after winning the draft lottery. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, my God.
Man.
That would be a fun one. That would be one of the rare Bulls media moments you'd want to attend.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.